East Coast Breakfast.
Common had a list.
I do. I have a list. I have a question for you two, and you two don't seem to have figured it out. But I asked, what does a mannequin head with real human hair, Harry Potter wand, 10 live lobsters, Ozempic, and a unicycle all have in common? And have to do with Sky.
Ooh, and have to do with Sky.
Hey. Not. Oh, hey. Okay, but to answer your question, those things will probably land you on a no fly list on a plane.
No, I think you're allowed.
I agree with that. Yeah, I was going to go with Harry Houdini's locker, but like you said, Sky. So Sky's locker?
No. No, I actually looked in there earlier.
Yeah.
You've got oats, though. No, guys, they were all these items were lost in Ubers.
What?
Yeah, so I found this crazy, bizarre list of lost and found items, and it's wild.
A unicycle?
There's a list of the strangest things people have left in an Uber. This mannequin head, Ozempic, breast milk, live lobsters, and a unicycle. So can I just give you more of this list because it's insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lost in an Uber. Ghostbusters ghost trap.
Yeah, everyone knows what that is. In their life, yeah.
Lost in an Uber. Boiled eggs and a candle.
No.
Yeah, that's someone's lunch for a date. Or
in a combo.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Lost in an Uber. Two mattresses.
Yeah.
She's all big.
Lost in an Uber. Hoverboard and a mini fridge.
Come on.
From earlier this morning, I heard. Lost in an Uber, Patek Philippe watch.
Huh? So I've never, I just want to clarify something because you said it's got something to do with Sky.
Ozempic, boiled eggs, unicycle.
No. I'm renowned around Durban. Ask the Uber drivers. I lose my gate remote keys in Ubers and I leave them there. It's wild.
Which is why this in an Uber.
Yeah.
You don't just lose them, you lose them in an Uber.
Hey?
This is why this list is all about Sky. He's the loser of things.
Yes.
Well, I don't know who loses two mattresses in one day in one Uber. That's got to be a really awkward conversation at bedtime in that house. But what is the most inconvenient thing you have ever lost?
Our breakfast team, Celestia, the most inconvenient thing that hubby and I lost on a camping trip was the roll of toilet paper.
Ooh.
Yep, that's right.
Ooh.
Thanks for a great show. Bye.
Guys, this is alien to me. I do not lose things. So this is a different world to me. Every day before I leave the office, before I leave home, before I leave a place, I always go spectacles, technicals, wallet, and watch. I do it. I do it all the time. I don't know why y'alls don't do it, but it does beg the question, what's the most inconvenient thing you've ever lost? 061-792-9495.
The most inconvenient thing we lost was a good couple of years ago. We were at the Johannesburg Zoo and lost our entire camera bag on the little tractor ride. Yeah. It had our GPS Garmin in it, and we were on holiday in Johannesburg, don't know the place, and we were lost. We couldn't even get back to the airport. Thankfully, a lovely, sweet couple drove in their car, and we followed all the way to the airport so we could get back home. Yeah, nice. Never again.
Sure. Memories, getting lost, like, that's wild. So Facebook, Monique says, I lost my ID and I had to book a flight during that time too. Yes.
Oh. That sounds familiar. Oh. Just like Monique, my friend Sky Shabalala.
Monique Shabalala.
Yeah, she's your sister.
And then we have Sunita who says, my reading glasses only to find I had it all on all the time on my head.
Yeah,
we've all done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't wear glasses. Okay. Well, let's say good morning to Sazi and Zama from Queensborough. Sazi.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, and you? So tell us, what's the most inconvenient thing you've lost?
Listen, man, every time I think about this, I so much just get heartburn all over again. So bad. So I was traveling. Let me set the stage. I was traveling. I'm not in the country. I'm also not in a place where, like, you know, the currency is cute. And I jump out of the Uber. I had my earphones in my ears. Get back to the hotel room, and I want to put these things back in the case. Now, mind you, they're not cheap. They were JBL Tune Flexes, right?
Okay.
Jump out of the, get into the hotel. I try to put these things back in the case to charge with the case. Where is the case?
Yep.
Yo! Like, and it was like day two of a 10-day excursion.
Sure.
Now you can imagine. Yeah. and it was I'm getting heartburn and complications all over again. Like, you're a trauma. I need counseling.
Sazi, are you related to Sky? Because Sky, funnily enough, did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Fit, don't laugh, Fit. You know Sky, the trauma.
Yeah, but Sky wasn't in a foreign country, but he still got lost.
Listen, I heard about that. That is some wild, wild stuff.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, no, I can relate. Terrible.
Sazi, thank you for sharing. Guys, we're asking this question, what's the most inconvenient thing you've ever lost? I don't know why y'all's is losing stuff. Me, I don't lose stuff. I don't lose.
I've never lost a thing in my life. No, that's impossible.
Even ask me now, where is the English mustard in your fridge? I'll tell you exactly where it is.
You don't lose anything because you have a good memory.
I'm just obsessive about this goes here, this goes here.
I don't believe this at all. I've seen your car keys being left here in the kitchen. I've had to bring them to you so many times.
That's because someone moved them. They're here. And if someone moves them, that changes everything.
And they are in the glasses?
Yeah. Never.
Earlier you said yeah.
No. You haven't lost it. You've missed it. It's on the top of your head.
Okay.
You still have them.
It's not inside. It's on top.
No.
Morning breakfast team.
Hey.
I'm here, a lady that lost one of her earphones. Mm. I'm just thinking whether, you know, she had come and keep them. And she can't find them. Cheers, guys.
This morning alone, one of my daughters lost her school shirt, her one tacky, her PE kit, her tuck bag, and her water bottle. That was just this morning, after having them last night and knowing exactly where they were.
I've had a list this morning that I've been going through of the most bizarre, wild items that people have left behind in their Ubers, and it includes an orthopedic foot insole.
That makes sense.
A chicken sculpture. And a little cactus.
Fair enough. Okay, get it.
Strange items. Even a Harry Potter wand. But today, we are asking you the question, what is the most inconvenient thing that you've lost?
Sky, what do you mean I get it? Someone lost a little cactus. How do you get it? How do you get that you lose your cactus?
Sky is a serial...
Also, I'm that someone.
When have you ever bought...
He's a serial loser, and I don't mean loser.
A cactus gift for someone, right?
Yes.
You have to hold it so the sand doesn't fall out, and so that the cactus pricks don't prick you.
Yes.
So how do you lose it? You have it in your hands, in your sight.
No, you put it on the floor and hold it with your feet, bro.
Or next to you, and then you forget.
And then you forget it.
Guys, this is a different... You all live in a very different world to me. The only time I get rid of something is when I actively go and give it to a secondhand store. I've never lost. I never lose things in my life. It's actually, I figured it out between when you started this and now.
Yeah.
It's actually a convenient byproduct of being slightly on the spectrum.
Okay.
So, you know, like people say, a little bit obsessive compulsive, like in fact that everything has a place and there's a place for everything.
Oh, that's why.
But it's like, but it doesn't mean I'm not inconvenienced by it. Because, you know, sometimes early in the morning, 4:30, I'll be trying to leave the house and someone's used my house keys. And here's the thing, everyone's got their own house keys, but someone in the house has decided to use my house keys. They're very clearly marked as Darren Moore's house keys, but someone's used them the day before and they've kept them in their jean pant. And now they're by the side of their bed in the dark in their jean pant. My keys to get out of the house so I can come to work, and now I can't go until I wake that person up, which is also inconvenient because that'll be 2 hours premature waking up. Have you ever tried to wake up a teenager?
Well, apparently you're so perfect, you've never lost anything.
I don't want to say I'm perfect, but I mean I perfectly don't lose stuff.
Are you sure about this?
I'm sure.
How sure are you?
Like I've misplaced my glasses on my head like that.
Okay, that doesn't count.
I haven't lost it.
Yeah, I haven't. To be fair, you haven't lost that.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, okay.
I don't lose the guys. I don't lose things.
Yeah, you were saying something about a Brendan or whatever.
No, guys. I don't know how Brendan does.
No. So before we speak to Brendan, please explain this message. It's for you, Darren Moore.
This
message.
Hello, Mr. Perfect. Your mother here. I just want to give you a little reminder of who left the baby in the car seat on R7 in Chequers almost 16 years ago.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.